My object for the assignment is an apple pie I made from scratch at my friend's house. I will be analyzing this apple pie through the sense of taste. I've created a list of things to look for in the pie and have adapted part of the Specialty Coffee Association's categories of flavor to the analysis. I'm tasting the pie hot. I have notes and predictions for the pie's flavor and texture based upon the creation process. Number one is that the pie will taste acidic. Number two is that the pastry may be too soggy. Number three is that I added more nutmeg than usual, so it will have a warmer flavor. And number four is that the crust will be sweeter than I'm used to as I added sugar for the first time to my pastry. So here we go, taste test time. The flavor of the pie filling is a top note of lemony with a low note and aftertaste of cinnamon and nutmeg. So very warm, kind of woody. The mouthfeel of the, and the texture of the filling is also very smooth. Pretty good, I would say, if I were to give it a score from a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being poor and 10 being really good, I would give it at least a 6 for filling. The pie crust is buttery, it tastes doughy, it is a little bit too soggy, and the pie filling has kind of infused with the pie crust and gives it a citrusy and sweet aftertaste. Judith Farquhar, spelt Farquhar, brings an interesting thought forward with this quote from her work in the book Handbook of Material Culture. "Ultimately, I suggest that agency in everyday life is a form of craft work involving intimate collaborations among embodied humans and material objects like food, like recipes and the cooking skills on which they rely, like tasting food and savoring the company of others. The crafting of a good life is an improvisational project in which a great deal goes without saying." And that led me to consider ingredients as individual objects, as well as components of a larger artwork or craft work. If we're looking at it from the domestic space. And it changes the way that food is approached for anyone who considers baking or cooking as hobbies, as well as part of the necessity of life. The history of baking is highly steeped in propaganda from the late 40s to the early 50s. Baking things brings an image of housewifery to the forefront of most Western minds, along with magazines and television shows and stereotypes that stem off from other forms of media, especially in the Americanization of Western media. Has baking become so closely associated with femininity, specifically the apple pie, with the housewife and the pie being used as a symbol of domestic idealism and patriotism after the Second World War. In search of stability, the image of nuclear families became the embodiment of the new American dream, where issues of the past are swept under a rug of progress in favor of providing Army veterans and civilians a normalized lifestyle by reinforcing gender roles. Housewifery, baking, and feminine craft became symbolic as well as silently oppressive of women during the late 40s and early 50s, which is why apple pie is so closely associated with American culture, with Western culture, and with patriotism.